Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing to all of you on this Sabbath, October 1st, 2016. This is lesson 198, chapter 42, entitled Tradition. The opening scripture song is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 7 through 11, from the King James Version. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord arise, rejoice in the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired than they, than gold. Yeah, they much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. Moreover, by then thy servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. And in keeping them, there is great reward. Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. If any one of the little ones, mummies or daddies, would like to have opening prayer, babula.
Father, you have fallen yourself this morning. Thank you for your speaking grace.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep me safe. Thank you for waking us up this morning. I hope that everyone understands the study and has a good time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from Matthew 12, verses 1 and 2 from the King James Version, and it reads, Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled Tradition in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, babula.
Luke chapter 7, verse 1. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes, which came from Jerusalem, Luke chapter 7, verse 2. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashing hands, they found fault. Luke chapter 7, verse 3. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they washed their hands, oft eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. Amen.
Luke 7, 4. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. and many other things there be which they have received to hold as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables.
Luke 7:5, when the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the traditions of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
1 John 2:3. And
hereby
will
we
do
know
that will
what is it, Gabby?
We will
know. And hereby we do know that we know him.
So,
this is the same word over here and over there. What is it again?
No.
What is it, Gabby?
We.
Keep
his
commandments.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, welcome to all of the dear brethren that are joining us at this very moment. We are in the Desire of Ages 395. Bubble love. Mm-hmm.
The scribes and the Pharisees, expecting to see Jesus at the Passover, had laid a trap for him, but Jesus, knowing their purpose, had absented himself from the gathering. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes. As he did not go to them, they came to him. For a time it had seemed that the people of Galilee would receive Jesus as the Messiah, and that the power of the heresy in that region
is hierarchy.
Have a blessing, everyone. Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 395. The mission of the 12 indicated the extension of Christ's work, bringing the disciple more directly into conflict with the rabbi, had excited a new jealousy of the elders at Jerusalem. The spies they sent to Capricornium in the early part of his ministry, who had tried to fix on him the charge of Sabbath breaking, had been put to confusion. But the rabbi was bent on carrying on their purpose. No another disputation was sent to watch his movement and find some accusation against it. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls and mommies and daddies. Why were the scribes and the Pharisees expecting to see Jesus at the Passover? And what did the mission of the 12 indicate and bring them more directly into? If you know the answer to the questions, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
They had laid a trap for him, but Jesus, knowing their purpose, had absented himself from the gathering, and they
mission
indicated
the
extension
of Christ's work and bringing them more directly into conflict with the rabbis had excited.
As before, the ground of complaint was his disregard of the traditional precepts that encumbered the law of God. These were professedly designed to guard the observance of the law, but they were regarded as more sacred than the law itself. When they came in collision with the commandments given from Sinai, preference was given to the rabbinical precepts. And on the side it says the law of God is above the tradition of man, the divine law of God. Moral precepts, the guardians of the law, or ceremonial precepts.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why were the traditional precepts that encumbered the law of God supposedly given? And what happened when these precepts were preferred over the law they were designed to guard? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones.
These were
professedly
designed
to
guard
the
observance
of the
law.
And they
good
were
regarded
More
sacred
than the
yes, that's the beauty of learning how to read
law itself when
they
came.
You know that word. Collision.
Collision. With
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, located in chapter 119, verses 11, 54.
Thy word have I hid in thine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in thine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy statutes have been thy sons in the house, in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. Psalm 119, 11, 54, and 55, thy word have I hid in my heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study.
Desire of Ages, page 395. Among the observances most strenuously enforced was that of ceremonial purification. A neglect of the forms to be observed before eating was accounted a heinous sin, to be punished both in this world and in the next, and it was regarded as a virtue to destroy the transgressor. Desire of Ages, page 295, paragraph 3.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. Which of the ceremonial observances was the most strenuously enforced, and what was accounted a heinous sin that call for harsh punishment if you know the answer to the question of love?
Among the observance most strenuously enforced was that of
ceremonial
purification and a neglect of the forms to be observed before eating, to be punished both in this world and in the next. It was regarded as a virtue to destroy the transgressor.
Desire of Ages, page 396. The rules in regard to purification were numberless. The period of a lifetime was scarcely sufficient for one to learn them all. The life of those who tried to observe the rabbinical requirements was one long struggle against ceremonial defilement, an endless round of washings and purifications. While the people were occupied with trifling distinctions and observances which God had not required, their attention was turned away from the great principles of his law. Desire of Ages, page 396, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. How many were the rules in regard to purification? And while the people were occupied with these trifling distinctions, what was their attention turned away from? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, Babla.
They were numberless as at that the period of a lifetime was scarcely sufficient for one to learn them all, and they were occupied with observance which God had not required. Their attention was turned away from the great principles of his law.
Good job. Let's learn another scripture psalm together, dear ones. And this also is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 9 through 16.
Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16, taking me to according to God. I will delight myself.
This ceremonial washing, and the spies made this death the crown of their accusation. They did not, however, make a direct attack on Christ, but they came to him with criticism of his disciples. And in the presence of the multitude, they say, Why do that disciple transgress the tradition of elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Isaiah pages 396, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy. Did Christ and his disciples observe the ceremonial washing? And what did the spies use for the accusation? And one more, dear ones. And did the spies make a direct attack on Christ? And how did they try? If you know the answer, bubble up.
The answer is no. They did not observe these ceremonial washings, and the spies made this neglect the ground of their accusation. And no, they did not, but came to him with criticism of his disciples in the presence of a multitude.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn yet another scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 23. Let us continue and welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are on this Eye of Ages.
Whenever the message of truth comes home to the souls with special power, Satan stirs up his agent to start a dispute over some minor question. Thus he seeks to attract attention from the real issue. Whenever a good work is begun, there are cavaliers ready to enter into dispute over forms or technicalities to draw minds away from the living realities. And then in the slide it says, Satan's voice obsesses worries, condemns, discourages, confuses, pushes, frightens, and rushes. Amen, so true. And then it says, God's word is the living reality. Do not draw your minds away from it, dear ones. And continuing on the next slide. The questions that most concerns us are, do I believe with saving faith on the Son of God? Is my life in harmony with the divine law? He that believeth on the Son had everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, and thereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. John 3:36 and 1 John 2:3, and there was Desire of Ages, page 396, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What Satan does do whenever the message of truth comes home to the soul with special power? And when do these things happen to appear the most? And what are we told to when these things appear? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble.
The answer is Satan stirs up his agents to start a dispute over some minor question. Thus, he seeks to attract attention from the real issue. And when it appears that God is about to work in a special manner for his people, let them not be enticed into a controversy that work only ruin souls.
Amen. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones, which is one of the instructions that we have for our dear children in our household. This one is taken from Proverbs 6, verse 20 to 23 from the King James Version. My son, keep thy father's commandments, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continuously upon thy heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, he shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, he shall keep thee. And when thou wakest, he shall talk with thee. For the commandments is a lamp, and the law is light. And reproof of instructions of the ways of life. Proverbs 6, 22-23. We have come to the ending of the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson, and we have come where we ask all the little ones to come close because it's story time, and our dear brother.
Well, good morning, boys and girls. I tried to get my wife to read this story, but it's in English too, but she won't do that. So I'm going to try it. Changes our slothfulness to dispatch. We're going to find out what those words mean as we go along. Our Bible verse, Romans 12:11 says, not slothful or lazy in business, fervent or eager and excited in spirit, serving the Lord. And at the end, I'll give you another version of that. There are young men and young women who are very much opposed to order and discipline because they weren't taught right when they were children. They pay no heed or attention to rules for rising and retiring at regular hours, but burn the midnight oil. That means they stay up really late at night. And then lie in bed in the morning. They're too tired to get up. Would it not be well to break up the habit of turning the precious, I add, daylight hours into night and turning the hours of the night into day by the use of artificial light? You know what artificial light is? It's any light other than the sun. As far as possible, it is well to consider what is to be accomplished through the day. Make a memorandum, that's like making a list, of the different duties that await your attention, and set apart a certain time for the doing of each duty. Let everything be done with thoroughness, neatness, and dispatch. Now those are three interesting words. Thoroughness means when you sweep in the room, you sweep the corners too. Neatness means you leave everything in its proper place. Dispatch means you get it done quickly. Give yourself a number of minutes to do the work. Do not stop to read papers and books that take your eye. As you're sweeping the room and you see a book that looks interesting, wait until later to look at it. But say to yourself, no, I have just so many minutes in which to do my work, and I must accomplish or complete my task in the given time. Let those who are naturally slow of movement seek to become active, quick, and energetic. That means do your best, remembering the words of the apostle, not slothful or lazy in business, fervent or eager and excited in spirit, serving the Lord. If you are under the control of slow, dilatory movements, where you delay doing something, if your habits are of a lazy order, you will make a long job out of a short one. How do you make a long job out of a short one? You take 20 minutes to do the job that you should be able to do in 10 minutes. And it is the duty of those who are slow to reform and to become more expeditious or quick. If they will, they can overcome their fussy, lingering habits. That is like saying, you know, I have to do that now. That earnest persevering, that means you do your work well and fast. Earnest persevering effort will place you on vantage ground, the vantage ground of victory. If you really do a good job, that means next time an opportunity comes up, you'll be asked to do it. For he who strives or makes an effort to overcome in and through the grace of Christ will have divine enlightenment. That means the Holy Spirit will speak to you and will understand how great truths can be brought into little things, and religion can be carried into the little as well as the large concerns of life. Sons and Daughters of God, page 114. Our verse said, not slothful or lazy in business, fervent or eager or excited in spirit, serving the Lord, Romans 12:11. Another version says, as you serve the Lord, work hard and don't be lazy. Be excited about serving Him. Thank you, boys and girls, for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. Those are very important reading and instruction, dear ones. Next week, we will continue with part two of our study entitled Tradition of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. And our dear Ethan will be doing the closing prayer. Bubble love.
Sabbath, everyone. Sabbath, listen, everyone. Can you hear me? Okay. All fathers who are in heaven, how shall be named. A kingdom come. Thou will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day a daily bread, the forgive us our trespasses as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever to ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Saturday, dear ones, that will be October 8, 2016, we will continue with part 2 of our chapter 42 entitled Tradition. We hope and pray that all the family were blessed, and we have also prepared activities for the whole family to enjoy. But I also want to leave a quote from Faith to Live By for all the parents. And This quote is taken from Faith to Live By, page 271, paragraph 3, and it reads, "The Sabbath school affords the parents and children a precious opportunity for the study of God's words. Parents set apart a little time each day for the study of the Sabbath school lesson with your children. Parents as well as children will receive benefit from this study. Let the more important passages of Scripture connect with the lesson. Be committed to memory, not as a task, but as a privilege. May God bless each and every one of you, and may you have a blessed rest of this Sabbath."